The PNP program we're going to talk about today may be one of the most important PNP programs in Canada, and it may be your best shot at obtaining Canadian PR, especially if you're already in Canada as an international student or a foreign worker. But it can also be helpful for those who are outside of Canada. We're going to talk about what the OINP job offer foreign worker stream is, who is it more suited for, what are the requirements if you're an employee, and what are the requirements for your employer. By knowing the requirements for your employer, you can potentially convince them to offer you this job and support your application. We'll also discuss documents required, and I will share a free calculator with you so you can have a pretty solid idea if you'll be successful in this stream or not. Canada's target in 2023 was to accept 465,000 permanent residents, and for PNPs, it was 105,000, which was distributed among the 10 provinces and 3 territories of Canada. Out of these 13, Ontario was a big player. Ontario nominated 16,766 applicants for PR last year, or about 16% of the total PNP quota. And out of these applicants, the largest PNP stream for Ontario was Job Offer Foreign Worker Stream, the stream we're going to talk about today. Ontario nominated 6,456 applicants for PR through the stream last year. Why am I sharing all of these numbers? Because this year's PR quota and PNP quotas are almost the same as last year. So most probably, this stream will remain one of the most important PNP streams, not only for Ontario, but for Canada in general. To be eligible for this program, here are the basic requirements. You must have a job offer from an Ontario employer, which has been in business for the last 3 years and has a revenue between $300,000 to $500,000 with at least 3 to 5 employees. And the job offer that you have should be in NOC tier 0, 1, 2, or 3. You must also meet certain requirements like having at least 2 years of relevant work experience in the last 5 years. There's an exception that I'll share shortly. If you're in Canada, you must be living in Ontario, or you can apply from outside of Canada. And your job wage must meet or exceed the median wage for your occupation in that particular region of Ontario where you're being offered the job. And if you meet these conditions, this program may be right for you. The stream is open to foreign workers both inside and outside of Canada. And the way it works is you first register in OINP's expression of interest system, then you receive an invitation to apply. If you're nominated, the next step is to apply for PR. Let's look at some of the requirements more closely now. The job offer must be in NOC tier 0, 1, 2, or 3, and the wage offered must be equal or higher than the median wage for the occupation in that specific region where you'll be doing the job. The exception to this is if it's a unionized position where the salary is determined by the collective agreement. And if you don't know your hourly wage, you have an annual salary. To convert it into an hourly rate, just divide it by 52, the number of weeks in a year, and then divide it by the number of working hours per week as mentioned on your employment offer. So for example, if you're working 40 hours per week and you've been offered a job with an annual salary of $70,000, your hourly wage for this job will be $33.65. You must have at least 2 years of relevant work experience within the last 5 years, either within or outside of Canada. This condition is not required if your job requires a valid license from a regulatory body in Ontario and you have that license, as in certain healthcare and trade professions. Now, you don't have to be within Canada to apply. You can also apply if you're outside of Canada. But if you're within Canada, you must also have a legal status in Ontario and you should not be in another province. By legal status means that you should not go out of status. If you're an international student or a foreign worker whose work permit is about to expire, please stay in status. Otherwise, you won't be eligible for this and many other streams. And one of the ways to stay in status may be to apply for a visitor record, or you can be living abroad. The OINP job offer foreign worker stream is points based. So meeting all of the eligibility requirements is just one thing. Scoring enough points to actually be invited to apply for nomination is another. You get points based on your occupation code, your wages, the location of your job, whether or not you're currently on a valid work permit and you're working for the same employer or not, as well as your language skills. There are no points for education in this stream and language proficiency is not mandatory, but you do get a lot of points for language. To calculate your points, you can use the free calculator that I made. I will link it in the description. Play around with it to see if you're scoring enough points. Also, recently, the invitations have been given to targeted occupations only, such as skilled trades, healthcare, and tech professionals. There were 15 tech, 40 healthcare, and 63 skilled trade occupations chosen in the recent round of invites. So you need to have one of these occupations, plus score sufficient points. For example, more than 40 points as per the recent trend. So far in January 2024, almost 1,500 applicants have already been invited to apply for OINP by the job offer stream, while last year in 2023, 6,456 applicants were invited, and that's why this is one of the biggest streams of OINP. Now let's look at the employer's eligibility requirements. If you know these basic requirements, hopefully you'll be able to find a job with the right kind of employer. First of all, your employer should have been in business actively for at least 3 years prior to your submission date, so it cannot be a new employer which just started its business. If you will work or report within the Greater Toronto Area, the employer must have at least $1 million in annual gross revenues and 5 full-time employees who are Canadian citizens or permanent residents. If you will be working outside of Greater Toronto Area, the employer must have at least $500,000 in annual revenue and at least 3 full-time employees who are Canadian citizens or permanent residents. The employer, of course, must have their premises within Ontario where you will work, and the employer is also required to demonstrate proof of efforts to recruit Canadians. But this is only applicable if you're living abroad, if the applicant is not inside Canada, because then they have to prove they couldn't find someone within Canada, and that's why they offered this job to you, someone who's living outside of Canada. Same goes if you're living in a province other than Ontario. But for these recruitment efforts, LMIA is not mandatory, even though if they have an LMIA, that helps. For a complete list of requirements and to view the list of required documents, you can check out the link in the description. To make it easy for you to remember all of these requirements, I came up with an easy framework that you can keep with you, and it's called Job Spect. J stands for job offer, so you need a job offer from an Ontario employer. O stands for Ontario business, the employer must be in business in Ontario for at least 3 years. B stands for business scale, so revenue must have been between $300,000 to $500,000. S stands for staff, the employer must have at least 3 to 5 employees. The position level should be NOC tier 0, 1, 2, or 3. Experience, you must have minimum 2 years of relevant experience in the last 5 years, unless you qualify for that exception. And candidate's location should be in Ontario or outside of Ontario. And T stands for target wage. Your target wage should meet or exceed the median wage for the occupation in that region of Ontario. Finally, let me share the processing steps and fee. The first step is to ensure you have all the required documents in place as per the checklist above. And then you should create a profile in OINP e-filing portal or have your authorized representative do it for you. Then you create an expression of interest and wait for an invitation to apply. Once you receive an invitation from Ontario, you will have only 14 days to submit a complete application. That's why I strongly recommend that you have all of your supporting documents already in place before you create your profile. Once you receive the nomination, you can then apply for PR within 6 months. It is not an express entry based stream, so you do apply for PR using the PR portal. The fee is $1,500 if the job offer is outside of GTA and $2,000 if it is within GTA. If you need me to ask on your behalf or you have questions, feel free to get in touch or schedule a consultation call. Also, check out our online community to network with other professionals such as yourself with goals similar to yours, and subscribe to my mailing list to receive important updates about Canadian immigration programs so you don't miss any opportunity. In the next video, I will share details about Ontario's Master's Graduate PNP stream, which is also a very important stream for international students in Canada. If this video was helpful and can brighten up someone's day who's looking for PR options, do share with them. Take care.